City Council gave initial approval on Monday night to convert a motel and former art store on Queensway to provide 28 to 30 units of supportive housing. City Council approved first and second reading of a rezoning for 1616 and 1650 Queensway, currently the Fraser Inn and former Direct Art Building, to facilitate converting the buildings into a supportive housing facility administrated by BC Housing. Final reading will come back to City Council for consideration, once a traffic impact study, servicing brief, landscaping plan, covenant restricting the site to no more than 160 units per hectare and proof the lots have been consolidated have been submitted to the city. "I definitely support this," Cown. Brian Skakin said. "There is a need in the community. BC Housing has stepped up, and acquired property in the community." In a report to City Council, City Director of Planning and Development Deanna Wozniak wrote that 22 units are planned for the motel building, with up to 8 more in the former art store building. "It is a desperate need," Cown. Ron Palillo said. "We can have housing, but it is supportive and that is a big win." In an email to The Citizen, a BC Housing spokesperson said the project is part of a $19 billion investment in housing by the BC government. BC Housing understands the need for safe, warm homes to help address the housing crisis in Prince George and across the province. Community engagement has already begun with the immediate neighbors, the spokesperson wrote. BC Housing has worked closely with the City of Prince George through the rezoning application process for the Queensway properties. While development plans will be confirmed following further analysis and engagement, an operator will be selected through a procurement process. A BC Housing presentation submitted to City Council said a 2022-21 homeless count indicated there were 186 people experiencing homelessness in Prince George. The facility would offer on-site supports including hot meals, job skills training, 24-hour staff on-site and other supports. "If all goes according to plan, residents could move in by the winter of 2024," the presentation said. The buildings are currently owned by BC Numbered Companies.